Blog Talk Radio.
Heaven could be one very special, beautiful. Heaven could be a very wonderful, supernatural.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Deacon Thomas Farr, and this is Issues Christian Men's Talk. It's Monday, the 22nd of August. We pray all is well with you and your family. I pray the strength of it for the men in the church and the body of Christ, those men who stand firm as husbands, fathers, and sons, to be the leader that God called us to be in the community, in the church, and in our homes. Amen. We have a couple of announcements. We have some special guests today. We're going to talk a little bit about health and how we can live a healthier life. And we're going to get some tips. And we have upcoming events coming. We're going to invite you to come out to and join us with, specifically for the men, but also for the body of Christ in as a whole. Amen. Well, we're going to open with scripture and then prayer, and then we're going to get into a conversation with our guests tonight. Amen. Tonight, we're going to be reading from Proverbs, chapter number 30, and we're going to read from starting at verse number 8. And the word of God says, keep deception and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is my portion, that I not be filled and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or that I not be in want and steal and perfect and excuse me and profound the name of God. Father, we say thank you today, Lord God. Father, we thank you for being the God of just enough, God. Father, we pray today, O God, in the hearts and minds of men that we learn to be content, O God. Father, we pray, O God, that our envy, our lust, and our greed does not overcome us, O God. Your word says, God, that we will be satisfied in what you provide for us, O God. Father, let us, O God, not desire what you don't want for us, O God. Let our ambition be guarded by godliness, by faithfulness, and by your Holy Spirit, God. Continue to strengthen us, O God. Continue, O God, to use us, O God, for your glory, O God, that we as men of God would stand and be able to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. Father, I ask for blessings, O God, over the men today, O God, that are listening on this radio show. For the husbands, O God, for their marriages, O God. For those marriages right now, Lord God, that may be struggling, God, that might be going through a time of testing, a time of trial, or even a time of growth, O God. We know this season, O God, we have newlyweds, O God, who are just starting out, O God. I'm praying, O God, over their marriages, God. Their marriage will be fruitful and prosper, O God. I'm praying for their health and strength, O God. I'm praying for their relationships, O God, that they will grow closer together, O God. And during times of testings and trial, God, they will draw closer to each other and closer to you, Father. That God, the enemy, O God, will not get a foothold or a stronghold in that marriage, O God. We rebuke what he's trying to kill, O God, that what you put together, Lord God. Father, today we're praying for the men, God. We're praying for the healing of their bodies, God, spiritually and physically and emotionally, O God. We ask, God, that you would strengthen them and keep them, O God. Father, there are so many reports today, Lord God, we're hearing of men, O God, with health issues today, God. Father, but today, God, we proclaim a turnaround, God, that things would change, God, that the brothers, O God, would stand up, O God, that they would take the time, O God, to change their way of life, Lord God. Just as the Holy Spirit has moved their hearts and their minds unto you, Lord God, We're saying today, oh God, today we'll look at themselves, look at their situation and their health issues, God, and begin, oh God, the process, oh God, to turn it around. Whatever it is, God, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, weight, God, and whatever it is, God, we're praying a healing over it, oh God. We're praying, God, today, God, that you, oh God, will begin, oh God, to move, oh God. That, God, the men become obedient, oh God, to the words of the doctors, oh God. That the doctors will tell them something, God. That the medication is provided, Lord God. That, God, it'll be a time, oh God, when they won't need it anymore, God. But until that time, God, they will be disciplined and obedient, oh God. That their lives will be prosperous, oh God. Father, we're praying, God, for health and healing today, Lord God. We ask it in your name, in your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen, amen. Again, I'd like to thank you for joining me this week. We have a couple of shout-outs. Let me begin there. First, I want to shout-out to some pastors and ministers and ministries who have supported Issues Christian Men's Talk. We're getting close. I just looked at the calendar of the day. We're almost going to be a year on the air, and we're going to do something special. I'm going to get somebody on here. I don't know who it is yet, but I'm going to get somebody famous. Amen? Amen. But, I want to give a shout-out first to my pastor, Bishop Joseph McCargo, at City of Hope International Worship Center in Columbia, Maryland. I want to give a shout-out to Overseer Maurice Cornwell for Uplift Through the Word in Pasadena, Maryland, Pastor George Sharps of Jesus Lives Ministry in Hanover, Maryland, Pastor John Watts of Kingdom Life Ministries in Brooklyn, Maryland, Pastor Joseph Powell of Covenant Life in Hanover, Pastor Edwards of Winning Souls Evangelistic Church there in Pasadena, to Pastor Larry Watkins at Salt and Light Ministries. Apostle. Can't forget Apostle Etta Banks from New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. And I just want to give a shout-out to them today for those ministries who have supported us and also who have ministries that minister to men directly and some of the issues and some of the real issues that we deal with and struggle with. Even though we're saved, even though we're the Holy Ghost filled, but yet the enemy, this life happens. And the Word of God has the solution for that. But we have to encourage men, to continue to encourage them and pray for them and let them seek into the Word. The Word has all the answers for anything they're going through. And also to encourage them to know they're not the only one. They're not the first and they're not the last, but God can. And that's why here at Issues Christian Men's Talk, we have a passion for ministering to men, for that time when men come together and may minister to in a group or one-on-one, because we have more in common than we are different. Together we can do more. And again, we must be able to get in a place. We have the scripture in Proverbs which speaks of ironing, sharpen iron. But we have to be iron. We have to be able to stand and have stand through something that a brother can lean up against us and be sharpened. Because two pieces of wood rubbing together causes splinters and can cause a fire and everything gets burned up. But when iron sharpens iron, we can be better men and we can also pass it on the legacy to our sons and daughters. Amen. Amen. Well, tonight we're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to talk about some health tips. I got to bring a brother on here. He's going to share a little bit with us. And we also have an event coming up in September. We're going to talk about that a little bit. So we pray that you would reach out, tell your friends and family. If you're online, you can go to 646-668-2636. You can call in, ask any questions or your input and share. You have a testimony of health, of overcoming a health issue, or you have a testimony that you pray and we can pray for you that you can overcome that thing, because we know that God can is a healer. But there's also some things we have to do in this temporal realm that can help us. You know, some things go on with our bodies. Some of it is generic because of the fall, but there's other things that we can do that are we doing all that we can do? It's fine to live a long life, but if we live 30 years in sickness, are we really doing what God called us to do, because we failed to heed a word that was given to us? Same way we receive a word about our salvation and how we ought to live in obedience to God's word. The same thing comes when we hear a preaching and teaching and discussion about health issues. We need to start changing it. We need to get the sugar out. We need to stop the sugar and the fried foods. But I'm not going to go deep, because I'm going to let the brother talk, but there's some things we need to change. Because I know this generation, I know none of y'all out there eating no more. Y'all ain't eating pig feet, chitlins, and all that stuff anymore. So we're not going to talk about that right now because we know y'all stopped that a long time ago. Amen. But if you haven't, God help you. Amen. Pastor Minister, Minister Brian, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Deacon Thomas Farr. Thank you so much for having me on tonight.
Amen, bro. I thank you for taking time with your schedule and come on and share with the brothers. Like I said, these health issues lately, it seemed like this has been the summer. So the brothers been going around, and for some reason, God has sent these brothers to the doctor, and we're getting reports back. And so I think it was time. It's past time. I know we hear it, and we hear it, but sometimes as men, we are hard-headed, and we don't listen. But right now I got reports from about 5 brothers I know who need to change some stuff. So, amen. They went to the doctor, got a little shook up, and we had to pray for them, bring them back. And now they have to work that thing out. So that's why I really wanted to invite you on and then talk about some things and also, you know, share the event coming up. Amen?
Amen.
Well, let's start tonight. Tell us about the event coming up in September. Give us the details and the location and the mission, the vision for that.
Okay. September 25th. Outreach Ministry for New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders, is having a community health fair. Kaiser Permanente is our partner, and they're going to bring the bus to do the 4 basic vitals that everybody should need to know, and at least, especially for black men. That is your BMI, which is your body mass index, your blood pressure, your glucose, which is your blood sugar number, and your cholesterol. And at least that gives you a good vital outlook as far as where you are and how you stand health-wise.
Amen, amen, amen. So that's September the 25th?
Yes. And 1 o'clock.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. It's at 1 o'clock. To 4, and the address is 1724 Woodlawn Drive, Suite 2, out in Gwin Oak, Maryland. It sits directly behind Shoe City on Woodlawn Drive in the cul-de-sac. That's Security Plaza.
Amen, amen. Elder Henson, I see you here on the line, brother. How are you? Good evening.
Well, good evening, sir. I'm blessed.
Amen, amen. I wanted to put you in a shout-out because I know I asked you to call. You're part of the coordinating committee there for the fair, and
yes, sir.
And anything you wanted to share to encourage the folks to come out?
Just basically that the whole design of the health fair is to reach those individuals who have not had access to health care in the past, and to make that accessible to them in an attempt to address those issues that come as a result of us growing older. So basically it's put in place to serve the community and to identify health-related issues. And they're going to have not only the band, but they're going to have the health staff that goes along with the band. So not only will you be able to have what's going on with you identified, but they have the nurses and the medical staff to answer any question that you may have as a result of your diagnosis.
Amen, sir. Amen. I thank you. And again, this is something that I got to say, you know, I've been getting reports here, brothers going to the doctor, and all of a sudden, their face is getting shook by the reports. And those same numbers you mentioned, that BMI, the blood sugar, the blood pressure, you know, sometimes we get so busy with life, we forget. And then when you end up going to go to the doctor and we see how far these numbers are from where they should be, it can make a grown man cry. So I think we need to definitely need to be tracking it. And then, again, this is the opportunity, you know, for those who are less served. We know, you know, with the Health Care Act as established by the federal government, that sounds nice. But access is really the thing, and getting the opportunity to get these things done and having knowledge. Because a lot of times we go to the doctor and we don't even know what to ask the man, what's going on with us, you know. And sometimes You know, so again, knowledge is power, and hopefully this health fair is an opportunity to, again, talk to the medical staff and set up a process. And even I pray, even with Kaiser Permanente, that's one of the insurance carriers, that people don't have a primary care. Because that's one of the things I realized, and I talked to full-grown men, they don't have a primary care doctor that they see regular. And I think that is a big step that we're failing to as men. We fail. We don't go until it hurts so bad that, you know, we can't, the Tylenol ain't helping no more.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Amen.
When the Tylenol starts helping, then all of a sudden we're ready to run. Now we got to go to the doctor. Then we got to find it because we don't have a primary care. So hopefully that's one of the things we're going to preach about on that day. You need a primary care doctor who knows you and do annual physicals.
Amen.
So that's my preaching for tonight. Amen. That's my sermonette right there. You need a primary care. If you don't get nothing else, you need a primary care doctor. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. We're listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. We're here with Minister Bryant and Elder Henson from New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders, and they're doing a health fair coming up on September the 25th. You can also go on our Facebook page, Issues Christian Men's Talk. You see the flyer posted there. Also, one more thing, Elder Henson.
Yes, sir.
Vendor space. You open it up for vendors in the community who want to come and participate?
Yes. Vendors are requested, and they can get in contact with me. My number is 443-876-2342, and I will provide the information. You know, it's no fee. It's open to the public, and anybody that wants to come and share their wares, they're welcome to do so. Just get in contact with us so that we can assist them in providing space for that endeavor.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Well, Brother Minister Bryant, I'm sorry, Minister, how do you pronounce your last name?
It's Boardley. Brian Boardley.
Okay, Boardley. All right. All right, and I'm going to call you Minister Bryant. I'm going to work with that. I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to mess it up, you know what I mean? I got to read it. You know, I learned how to read with phonics, and sometimes words ain't pronounced how they look. You know what I'm saying? So I can stick with Bryant, all right? Amen. Amen. All right, Minister, let me talk to you, because I know you're involved with the healthy eating and some of the things that we'll be talking about at this health event we want to share. So I'm going to start off with you. Again, this is Issues Christian Men's Talk. You can tell us far, and we're going to be talking about now is the time to start living healthier. If this is just the time, like I said, you know, I have a personal friends and brothers that health issues have come up, and now they're trying to we're working to change it, and so I definitely want to do this and get it out there and get it started. Well, let me ask you this: what are some of the healthy living tips do you suggest right off the top that if we were starting today? We just came back from the doctor last week; all our numbers is all whacked out. What's the first thing we could start? We could start the process to do better.
The first thing that I recommend, and I'll give you some background a little bit later, but initially when you find out that those numbers are so far off, it means you have to stop what you're doing, because the last 5-10 years of what you've been eating and the environment you've been in has polluted your body. So it's a wake-up call, but it's a wake-up call with a call to action, not a call of procrastination, I should say. That call of action means let me stop, let me either take my doctor's directions or seek out additional resources that can sometimes be non-traditional to help me get back in line. So initially, most of us, when we get to those numbers that look off, we've acquired some weight. So weight loss is one of the first things we do. And I'm not saying exercise, but I am saying weight loss. Weight loss in a sense of it's time to detox the body. Every spring, my mom would clean the house from top to bottom. Well, you have to do the same thing in your body. You've got to clean out your gut. You've got to clean out the large and small intestine, which is where most of our problems stem from. It's by what we're eating and what's not coming out on the back end and staying in that creates the problems. So weight loss is the first thing. We can give you a
Amen.
Plan and a protocol to achieve that, but that's the mindset. And it's really just a mindset piece. We have to learn how to change our mindset and master our mindsets over how we eat. Not live to eat, but eat to live. And when you start doing that, things start falling in place and in line. Amen.
Amen, amen, sir. You know, you're right. I mean, it's funny. I recently had a discussion about, you know, when we, you know, the body of Christ, we do fast. Some folks do it quarterly. I mean, you know, church-wide, congregational fast. You know, we do it annually or semi-annually as a church body. But I think one of the things is, too, we have to look at a fast as something, besides the spiritual aspect of it, we have to be in a place where we discipline in our lives that we like you say, we purge and we fast every so often. I mean, I don't know what the, you know, what's recommended or whatever, but we have to, again, we have to have a vision for it. I think it should be a part of our life, especially, again, I say that this is where I'm coming from. Once we go to the doctor and we get all this information, we should go into, I think, of both spiritually and physically fast, like you said. It was over, you know, that's one of the things that I quote on what you said. It's over the last 5 or 10 years what we've been doing, and all of a sudden we think we're going to fix it in 6 months, you know. And then that, to me, is a recipe for disaster right there because it's a lifestyle change. You know, I got into a discussion with a brother recently about dieting. I said, bro, you got to stop saying diet. Diet is a trick. Diet is a scam. You have to change your lifestyle and really know what you're putting in your body and what's going on with your body to change it. Not, you know, dieting, you know, we hear the great, wonderful stories about dieting, but is that how you're going to live the next 50 years? Or are you going to change your life for the next 50 years that you're going to be able to do something with it? Amen?
Correct. Amen. Amen.
I got that conversation with a brother. Because he, you know, but never mind, I let it go. We're going to keep it moving here.
The part that you hit on is a fast. And for an unbeliever, a fast is kind of hard and very abrupt to put in. But from the spiritual community that we all are based in, my church fasts. I came in a new vision implementing a 45-day fast, and I'll explain why. It takes the body an average of 40 days to eradicate old bad behaviors. That's scientifically proven. By doing 45 days of fasting on fruits and vegetables, similar to a Daniel's fast, you're able to purge things out of your body. You're able to lower your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, reset the clock pretty much. And that's what a fast does. It was never explained to us from the physical attributes of how it affects your medical overall condition. But a fast, if done longer than 40 days, has the ability to reverse disease. And that's just so profound. When I first started going through my fasting, I was blood sugar high. I was diagnosed 758 glucose. I got it down to 300, but I still couldn't get it in a manner where it was supposed to be, 92, 140, and now it's at a better place. Now my blood sugar is 85-90, and that's all because of fasting and changing that lifestyle that was important. Amen.
Amen, sir. Amen. You know, you're right. I didn't know that. That's something I just learned today, tonight. That's 45 days. You know, that's even more than Jesus went, but it's you know, that's what I'm saying about, you know, when you talk to people who study dietitians, nutritionists, these are the things that we look to. You know, that's something else I got into discussion with one of my brothers about. You know, he's jumping on all these fads. I said, well, once you get an appointment with a nutritionist or a dietitian to get you on a plan of eating better. That's what you need, not that these all these, you know, all these, well, there's so many of them to mention these new fancy diets, but talk to someone who knows the science of what our bodies can do. But like you said, but I just learned with you with the 45-day thing, now we need to stretch some of these fasts out. And you know, and it's not, it, you know, like I say, there's spiritual and then there's the physical. Because our bodies, we do need to purge our bodies from time to time. Anyway, that's how I feel about it. And that's what I started to implement in my life, that I take time and purge, you know, with meat. And, you know, I alternate some things to give my, you know, let your body purge some stuff out. But that's just me. But, again, that's one of the things that we talked about. Let me ask you this. You know, now when we talk about, it's so much, but let me, I'm going to touch a couple points here in the time we have. You know, for someone who wants to, they want to do better. Maybe they didn't come from the doctor and get all this news, but they're feeling it. You know, the summer's here and getting ready to come into fall because a lot of things change. You know, the kids going back to school and everything. So how do we do different? What are some of the, what if someone just wants to start living healthier? What are some suggested ways you think about, you know, they could cook differently, prepare their food differently? What do you think, sir?
Well, I'm going to piggyback on the scripture you brought in today, which was Proverbs 30, verse 7 and 8. The two things that it said was, no longer live in lying and falsehoods, and feed your body nutritional substances that will give you the sustainment that you desire. So the first part of that is, we somehow got so acclimated to eating out in fast food restaurants that are killing us. And whether it's the soda that's toxic or whether it's the sandwich that you grab, we are eating and dissolving our longevity just by what we put through our mouth. So in order to do that, I had to come up with some structures, and I run around the country trying to go to churches, explaining to people how to eat better, how to cook. I am a chef, and one of the things I've learned to do is show cooking demonstrations on how to cook effectively with taste, but using great ingredients that anybody can grab and hold on to and utilize. So the first thing is we have to move away from processed foods. No more frozen foods, frozen man dinners, none of that processed food, because the preservatives are a killer. Most of us grew up with a grandmother that cooked every day. I know I did. She didn't use a lot of preservatives. Now, the one thing she did use was she had that little blue Crisco can. Now, what we found out over years is it wasn't so much the food that was bad, it was what we were cooking the food in. So we've learned that over time, the body accumulates this trans fat. You see all these campaigns of this is trans-free, fat-free, because they realize that soybean oil, canola oil, vegetable oil, Crisco, all of that was destroying your arterial structure in your body, which was putting so much plaque and causing your blood clots to form in your vein and your artery structure. So we had to find better oils. So when we look overseas, we see other people eating fried foods, but they aren't consuming or having the same illnesses that we have here. So we realize that the Asian community uses a lot of sesame oil. They don't tend to have the same ailments as African Americans. We learned that the Pacific Rim people fry foods, and they don't tend to be the same obesity that we are here. They cook their food in coconut oil. So the three oils that we found were suitable for the body were walnut, sesame, and coconut oil. Now, you can't get any of those three oils outside your house food prepared anywhere. But at home, you can control what you put in your body. Those oils, especially the coconut oil, works great. It contains medium-chain fatty acids. And why is that important? Medium-chain fatty acids kill everything bad inside your body. They can off-put cancer. They can heal from hepatitis. They can stop infections. And that's why we have to put living substances in our body. Soda is not a living substance. It's a pollution that long time ago used to come in bottles. Now, you ask the question, well, it's no longer in glass bottles. It's now in plastic. Why is that? Because Coca-Cola decided they wanted more profit margin, so they stopped the bottles. But in return, using a clear bottle sprayed with a BPA on the inside is a poison in itself, causes brain damage, kills the whole body, period. Then you add the fructose syrup used to contain cane sugar. So they switched to a cheaper sugar. Then they switched to artificial coloring. So how do you expect to live 70 years old? You drink Coca-Colas. The average person drinks 52 gallons of Coca-Cola a year. That's a lot of soda. That's a lot of pollution going in your body consistently. So my group that I preach to wanted soda, but they wanted it without the poison. I found natural sodas, 16 brands on the market where you can buy a natural soda that has a recipe that dates back to 1860 that has healthy herbs, actual fruit extracts in it, and will give you some of the pep. It's just cane sugar in it. It's no caffeine, and it's real. It's living beverage, and that's what we have to drink. As far as food outside, if you have to be outside and you have to eat, a salad is a go-to. But the switch to the matter was the dressing that we were consuming was just as poisonous as everything else. The body can't tolerate soybean oil. It's been noted. It's scientifically proven. You're not to put soybean oil inside your body in consumption. Yet, that's what a lot of our dressings are. So try to find yogurt-based dressings that don't contain soybean oil. As far as the bread is one of the worst ingredients you can eat outside. Because they wanted to increase the shelf life, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's decided to put a plastic molecule in the flour that prevents the bread from molding, which increases the shelf life of the bread. So when you saw Subway do the big campaign that we don't put nothing artificial in our bread, that's what they were saying. We pulled out the preservative that keeps our bread longer because they're making bread fresh. The turnaround is so quick. So they don't need to preserve the bread. We're coming in left and right trying to get that Subway Wawa's bread to make a sandwich. So if you have to eat out at a fast food restaurant, try to get it carb-free, which is where we wrap lettuce around the burger or the chicken. Try to stay grilled. Try to stay charbroiled. That way we're not frying in bad grease, and it's a little bit healthier for you. And always choose salad.
Oh, my goodness. All right, bro. Hold on. You got my audience. I can tell. I can feel them. You breaking down everything they like and everything they want. But the brothers think they're eating salad. They think they're doing good. But the Caesar and the Thousand Island is still killing them. Amen. Amen. All right. Let me recap. First, this is just Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Swall. We're here with Minister Brian. And we're talking about now it's time to start eating healthier. And we touched on a couple things here. The bread. All right. White bread. White bread is bad. The sugar. Even though they use the sugar substitutes. Well, basically, let me say this. It's the processed food and it's the eating out. We have to know what's going on in our food. When it's processed, it's got chemicals in it because they want to keep it on the shelf. They want to keep it looking pink, looking whatever. So it looks pleasing to the eye. I think that's a scripture somewhere, but it's not a good thing. So the processed food, the bread, eating out, the things that they do chemically to try and, you know, again, the profit margin is to get the bread to last longer. Even if it don't sell out, we can keep it in the restaurant a couple of days. That Big Mac, that Wendy's burger, that whatever, that bread wasn't cooked fresh that day in the restaurant. Common sense will tell you that. You don't know how long it's been there. Because, you know, if you don't see the truck come from a week, that means this bread has been in there at least a week. Then the truck will come. But that's just me. Amen? And then you talk, well, you know, and then I want to reiterate and go back here because we talked about soda. I see. The first thing is I dropped sort of long. It's been a couple of years now. You know, I'm on tea. I'm on zero, zero tea, zero sugar, zero whatever, zero calories, zero, zero is tea. I mean, you can find it out there. And then the thing I want to tell brothers that I want to share personally is you have to actually read and look at labels. And that's the first thing. You can't go in the store anymore and just grab off the shelf what is it called? Product identification. Mm-hmm. You know, we grab this and that because that's what we always grab this and that. But we have to get to the place where we're reading what's on the label and seeing what we're actually taking in. You know, because even some teas you get, you don't want it. I know for you brothers of African-American Southern descent, y'all like sweet tea for some reason, but sweet tea will kill you, just like a Coca-Cola will. But mm-hmm. That's another show, okay, man?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All right, well, let me again. And again, you know, I say this in jest, but I just wanted to take time and let some of the things you say sink in. Also, if you listen to the show online and you want to share it, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DeaconThomasFarr. You'll see the link for this broadcast. You can share it, link it to your Facebook, send it to your friends, you know, listen to it again, share it with someone you want. Brother Bryant, can you give your contact information? If someone wanted you to come and speak or they wanted to speak to you and get some more insight or some help in trying or bring you in out to their church or something?
Okay, sounds good. I can be reached at TV7, Tom Boy, number 7, Wellness Outreach Ministry at gmail.com. My marketing director is Ms. Singleton Newman, 301-531-5422. She sets up all my scheduling. If you need me to come out and we can preach and do sermons on health and wellness, have workshops. Facebook is Facebook TV7 Wellness Coach. And I preach a Wellness Fridays on a prayer line. I'll give you that number as well. It's 605-562-0020. The PIN number is 278-758-757-pound. And we preach at 7 o'clock every Friday. Come on the line, be blessed, ask questions. It's always some new information that I'm giving out that just rocks you. It just takes you to a place where you just don't know until you know.
Amen. Amen, bro. If you email me that, you'll see it on the Facebook page, Issues Christian Men's Talk, all that information. Bro, just email me that so I can get it out there, so we can get it out there in the community, and I add it to my announcements because this is something we need to take it on right now. We need, you know, we have men out here at a certain age. If you're over 40, it's time to look at what you got going on because you want to get at least another 40, 45 years in. And some of the things we've been doing the last 40 years, we ain't going to make it another 40. It's as simple as that. I mean, we can have a nice service. We can have a home government service for you and everything. We got that covered. But we just want to push it back a little bit more. You know, you had to see a couple generations of your family, of your bloodline. Think of it that way. Are you going to live long enough to see two more generations of your bloodline? If that don't encourage you to do no better, then we're going to have a wonderful home government service for you. Amen. Amen. You're listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. Elder Henson, sir,
yes, sir.
Can you share again the information about the health fair? Oh, well, let me ask you this. Have you had anything to add? Because I know you're a man of a certain age. You've been around here a long time. Do you have anything to add to the importance of the health issue?
Well, as an older man, I say that younger men should take care of their bodies because your body is what sustains you, not only in your younger life, but more so and most importantly as you grow older. You know, when you don't address the issues, they not only will haunt you later on in life, but they also could be the cause of your demise. So an ounce of prevention is always worth a pound of cure. And the information that Minister Bryan brought was very timely and very beneficial to those of us who desire to not only be healthy in our spirit, but also to be healthy in our bodies.
Amen, sir. Amen. Amen. I thank you for that because, like I say, you know, we don't think about it because I know our brothers that are listening in your 20s and 30s and, you know, you might have just got married and your children just went back to school and they're elementary. Just think about it. Your children's children's children, you know, and that's when we, that's everything. That's our spiritual walk. It's our bloodline and it's our health. We can be there to see them. We can be there to see our grandchildren or great-grandchildren, you know, and but we have to get a grasp on our health and what we're doing, how we're living to get there to be healthy. Because, you know, it's so much, but I'm just saying, we have to do all that we can. By the grace of God and the wisdom of God, you know, and Minister Brian, he says he comes and he preaches these things, and then that's what we have to be able to. This is part of it, taking care of ourselves, taking care of this temple. And we have to really take it seriously, especially in the body of Christ, you know, because I was over 450 and I had to do some things and change what I was doing. But now I'm down. I'm not where I need to be. My BMI is close. It's close. I'm going to save it. But then when I get it where I want it, then I'm telling everybody, but it's better than it was. Amen. I'm giving testimony because, you know, I guess let me say this for the brothers out there. You go to the doctor and you made so many gains, but the doctor still tell you you need to do some more. You know, another 50, another 60. And then you're like, but wait a minute. And then, you know, then you have to take a breath because, you know, it seems like you're not recognizing the great achievements I've achieved, but you're going to tell me another 50, and then you're not even, you know. You're not even going to give me no correct. Never mind. I'm venting right now. But anyway.
All right.
It's BMI. Amen. All right, Mr. Brian, let me come back to you now. Let's talk about, oh, man, this is a good one. As when you sent me this, I was for men with the vitality issues, what suggestions do you have to impart? And some of the things we need to avoid. You know, you're talking vitality. What are we talking? We're talking strength, endurance. We're talking, you know, romance. What are we talking about? Because there's a lot of issues out there, and there's a lot of pills out there.
Well, and you're right. There are a lot of funerals out there. I was very close to that place, and I had to turn my life back around. My testimony will stop time when I explain it to a lot of people of what I've gone through medically. I've gone through the surgeries. I've gone through the depression, the suicide. I've gone through all those things so I can help somebody else get through, which is what we're supposed to be, to discipleship. But when we start talking vitality, we don't see the linkage between your romanticness in the food that you eat. See, that oil that you take in your body clogs up your veins, your arteries. But you don't really pay attention to the body. So over the last 10 years, you've eaten out, ate all the foods you wanted, ate all the scavengers, which is a whole nother conversation. And then you find out 10 years later, you can't make
Wait, brother. I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you because I want to make a claim for these brothers. You said those crabs. You talking about crabs, brother? You know we're in Maryland.
I'm talking about all shellfish is poisonous to the body. You were not designed to eat scavengers. And no matter, I understand we're in Maryland. I understand that many of us will never give up shellfish, shrimp, lobsters, but the study shows that God made these individuals to clean the earth, the water, the sea. And the problem with a crab is linked to women's fibroid tumors in their bowl, their pelvic area, because that's where women store their poison. See, the liver is the organ that disseminates and gets rid of your poisons that you eat. But after 40, that bank becomes full. Where does the poison go when the liver can't disperse it? It settles in your reproductive area for women. For men, it settles in our feet. So when we start talking, we've got gout, that's dietary. That's uric acid from eating too much poison and the body can't get rid of it. For women, that turns into fibroids. And what I try to explain to so many people is your life is beyond what you see, but the food you put in diminishes your life, and we have to make a change. The tamale, that green substance in the crab, is his poison of eating all the junk in the sea. Why would you eat that? I mean, I understand you can make anything taste great, but why would you eat that? There is no difference between a lobster and a cockroach by structure. It's the same arthropod, just in a different environment. So I'm not trying to rain on nobody's parade, but if you want to lose weight, you can't lose weight and still eat scavengers. You can't do it because the body will always hold on to poison, and it will always hold on to a bloating mechanism to dilute the poison. Same thing with pork. The difference between pork is the cell structure of pork assimilates like the cell structure of an AIDS cell. It's able to convert a healthy cell into a bad cell. So it's a whole lot of information I've obtained over the last 27 years, trying to put out to my people. Some want to listen, some don't. But if you're ready to make a change, I've got protocols, I've got fasting, I've got so much information to help change happen. And I've got alternative treatment as well. So I use a doctor for surgeries, but I use them for more of a diagnostic piece. I don't do so much of the medication. I try to find a better way that doesn't create side effects. And I've had major side effects. So, but back to this romantic part that you were saying, those things stop your romantic flow 50-plus years. So if you find out you're having erectile dysfunction or you're flaccid more than usual, it's not because of age. We understand that Moses was able to create a child way up in his hundreds. So why at 60 years old can you not perform? It's because of your diet. It's because of your diet. So the oils that you put in clog up the straw that leads through your phallus, so now the blood doesn't move forward. So if you change how you eat, your vitality comes back. That makes sense, right?
Amen. Amen. I mean, you know, I don't want to overwhelm this audience, but I need the brothers to hear this, because even the things you talk about, you know, these things have been said before, and it's been said by others, you know, and I've been around a while, and in the pork issue, and I'm not originally from Maryland, but even coming here to Maryland, people always would talk about, you know, eating too much crabs. First of all, let me say this. Too much of anything is not good for you. I put that in there. That too much of any one thing is not going to be good for you. And there's a balance. I wanted to get on the scavenger thing because, you know, it's not eating the whole thing. Because I hear people again, they talk about, well, I don't eat lump, I don't eat the meat, I don't eat all that, I throw that away. But if it's designed, like you said, if it was designed to be a scavenger, it's on the bottom of the ocean, and let's do the biological of it. Things that float, some things float and some things sink. And on the sink, it's just like eating catfish, too. But that's a whole other discussion, too, because catfish are bottom feeders. And some of the fish they pull out of this Chesapeake are also bottom feeders by nature. But I ain't going to call them out because I don't want to get my fishermen upset yet. However, what I agree with you is that we have to come to it, it's knowledge. We have to educate ourselves and know and go back to know what you're eating, what's going on with it, and how to do better. You know, to me, that's what I want to paint here tonight on the broad brush. Know what's going on, what you're eating, and to start to take care, do better. You have to know to do better. And like you say, you know, hearing it, studying it, but being taught, discipled, mentoring, getting some help, gaining the knowledge to chew better, because we can eat better, we can live longer, we can live healthier. And when we talked about the sexual part, you're right. A lot of things we put in our bodies will diminish our ability to perform. You know, I was recently, I was at a marriage thing, and this came up amongst the husbands. You know, you're not, you know, the sexual desire is gone because we're not taking care of our health issue. It's a health issue. So it's something we're not doing right that can diminish, and that can bring conflict in a marriage, you know, because it brings frustration. It's a lot of things because that intimacy in marriage is important. And if it starts waning and we don't know how to handle it, falling out of frustration, we respond out of anger, and then our spouses, and that's a whole other thing where it is, everybody needs to go to the doctor and get checked out. It's as simple as that. But we assume because we get older, it's supposed to stop. And it ain't necessarily supposed to stop. Because I know sometimes, yeah, like you said, like Moses, who got kids in the 70s. And they lived to see 70 and had kids in the 60s and 70s. But that's another discussion. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, brother.
We were also addressing what can we do differently. Well, we found out that for my people that have ailments and diabetes, high blood pressure, and even cancer, one of the biggest common factors through all of those things is the body is overburdened with either too much mucus or too much yeast. Yeast is in your gut. You have good bacteria, you have bad bacteria. The food that you eat outside tends to be superfood for the bad bacteria. So when that bad bacteria gets a certain quantity, you start feeling fatigued, tired, can't go to sleep, insomnia. So many side effects come from how you eat because you fueled the bad bacteria. The bad bacteria feed on all that alternative sugar. So all the sweet McDonald's iced teas, all the diet sodas you put in, the diet teas, all of that stuff feeds something negative in your body that wants more control than the good. And you haven't put the good in. So your vitamins and minerals are always off. We already know that. Your pH balance is always acidic because you can't have disease and be acidic. So all of these pieces line up. When they don't line up, here's disease and ailments. But it takes the body 5 to 10 years for that to really kind of pop like a pimple. And in that 5 to 10 years, if you don't put the good stuff in, the 10 years down the road, the bad stuff, when it comes to light, will take you down so fast you won't believe it. We've all seen people that we talk to 1 minute, and 2 weeks later they're gone because that's how fast the progression of disease can be. When you eat that bad food, you put free radicals in your bloodstream, and they sit, whether they sit in your colon, whether they sit near an organ, they sit. And what they're waiting for is a catalyst. That catalyst, we found out, is stress. So in order to make a disease, you need two things. You need bad diet, which pollutes the body, so you've got the great environment for that bad cell to grow, and you need stress to set it off, like a time bomb. And that's something we were never told by doctors.
Amen, amen, bro. Thank you, bro. Hold on a minute. This is Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Fall. We're here with Minister Bryant and Elder Henson, the New Vision Life Kingdom Builders. They have an upcoming health event coming up. Elder Henson?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, can you share the information, time, location, and how they can reach out for about the health fair in September, the date and time, and how they can reach out and contact?
Okay, our health fair will take place on September the 25th, 2016, at 1724 Woodlawn Drive in Gwinnett, Maryland, I'm sorry. The hours are 1 to 4. It's a Sunday, 1 to 4, in the parking lot adjacent to and connected with 1724. We will have Kaiser Permanente as the health care provider. They will be diagnosing several medical issues that, if not addressed, will cause problems as time goes by. That's BMI, glucose, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. So, again, well, that's September the 25th of this year, 1724 Woodlawn Drive in Gwinnett, Maryland. I am the contact person. My phone number is 443-876-2342, and my email address is Raymond Henson, small letters, 526 at yahoo.com. It is a free event. We also welcome vendors, and if anybody wishes to present what they do on our health day, just get in contact with me, and we will provide not only a space, but a grateful gratitude for your participation in our health fair. And we thank you, too, Deacon Farr, for allowing us to present our information on your show.
Amen, amen. No problem, brother. I believe in kingdom. I believe we are. This is, if we have a vision for kingdom, this is us working together. This is us in fellowship. This is us networking. Again, the King God created networking in the body of Christ. Originally, the, you know, business world and the corporate world, they picked it up as the example of what we're supposed to be doing as we mentor and disciple each other and work it together for a common goal, that God might get be glorified. Amen. Brother Minister Brian, we got a couple minutes left here, but I wanted to touch on one final thing. Just for, again, what are some of the things for us brothers, men of a certain age, us brothers over 40 years old, what are some of the numbers that we need to be important with when we go to our doctor? What numbers, what are the vital statistics that we need to know, that we need to get under control? And if you could share a small part of what these numbers are and what we should be looking at, and then and this is what we should, you know, because we go get our physical or whatever, the doctor's going to throw a lot of stuff at us. And I just want to talk about some of these, the most important ones, and we need to understand what they are and what's going on. And why we need to know what they are.
Okay. The first one is your creatinine, your bun, show your production of your kidneys, how functioning they are, and how they're aging. You've got a diabetic number, which is your glucose. You want to know what that is. But beyond that is an A1C3. A1C3 is a marker baseline for what your glucose is over a course of 3 months. So we take it 1 month, and then 3 months later we look at a number again and see what the difference is between those two numbers. Now, all of these markers are dietary influenced. So if you change your diet, then these markers can get back in line. High blood pressure is another marker. You want to stay ideally 150 over 80. It's that bottom number that's extremely important, that LDL. Your cholesterol is another number that's very important in your body. Your BMI says how much body fat do you have compared to your height and your width and what you're supposed to actually have by stats. Now, most of us tend to be big people, so it can be a little bit off, but it gives you some overall view on where you should try to be. I was 310 pounds at one time. I'm down to 209. I've got a great protocol to lose weight. It's a lot of discipline, I'm not going to lie. It's going to take you through, but we've got support groups in different places to help. I'm available if you want to talk, if you want to email me. My job is to help somebody not go through what I went through. That's about the biggest part. But let me add one more small key point. High blood pressure is linked to sodium salt for one main reason. White table salt is poisonous for our body. I consume pink Himalayan salt or Celtic salt, which is made in France, or amino acid by Bragg's. These are three natural salts that contain some trace ionic minerals and vitamins, and the body can assimilate it easier. The Morton salt or regular sea salt becomes poisonous to the body, and you have to swell and retain fluid to dilute that salt. So that's why you have high blood pressure. Amen.
Amen, sir. Amen. You know, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate coming for you coming on the show. And I'm looking forward to coming out there on the 25th and gaining some knowledge and fellowshipping and connecting. And again, bro, I definitely want to invite you to come back again. We need to do this a little bit more often. We need to become regular and putting this in the forefront of two people. Because, you know, again, you know, the people are dying and dying slowly. And sometimes we're like the scripture says, it's from lack of knowledge, you know, because we're in the habit and traditions and habits and traditions of our families and even in the church. Because I need to call out the body of Christ because, you know, every time we got to do something, we got to feed the people. And that's a whole nother, we don't spend an hour on that because, you know, if you don't feed folks, they won't show up. But then everybody's got a fried chicken dinner going in, but that's just me. I'm sorry. This is where the part where I get in trouble because I like call the stuff out. But we have to know how to fellowship, and fellowship and food, they're not synonymous. Let me say it like that. Fellowship don't mean we got to sit down and eat a plate and take a plate home with us. That's not real fellowship. I'm just saying. Yeah. If we're going to come together in fellowship and koinonia and support and encourage one another, we ain't got to eat everything and take a plate home. But, you know, that's where, you know, I'm just saying. Anyway, brothers, I appreciate your time. Elder Henson, Minister Brian, I thank you for coming on tonight. We'll be in touch. Today is, what, the 22nd, so we got 30 days to get the word out. We're going to spread this out. It's going to be on Facebook. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com. / Deacon Thomas Farr. You can share the broadcast, rebroadcast it. All our shows are archived there. Also, you can go to our Facebook page, Issues Christian Men's Talk. The link is posted there. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to us. We're going to have Minister Brian's information on the Facebook page. So you can reach out to him directly, his website and his emails and that. And brothers, I just want to thank you for coming and thank you for the vision to have this health fair. And continue to do the work God has called us to do. And just tell Apostle Banks, God bless her, and I thank her for leading the New Vision for Life and doing this thing here. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good night. This has been Deacon Thomas Farr. This has been Issues. This is Issues Christian Men's Talk. God bless you, and we'll see you again on Thursday. We are live on Thursday at 8:30 p.m. and Mondays at 8 o'clock p.m. We invite you to join us. God bless you.
Heaven sent me a wonderful, very special, beautiful gift.